Howdy, everyone. This is Eliza and...
And Annika.
You two are sharing one microphone because we're having a little bit of a jumbled start. But that's okay. That's how it happens. We're jumbled. If you want to sit at a microphone and just let me know which one, then I can turn it on for you. Number 4. Okay. Try that.
Hey, guys.
Okay, cool. Right? Yeah. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wait, yeah. I need to say this is Eliza Nonica, Confessions of a Freak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Wahoo! Woo-hoo! this is gonna be a bit of a melancholy, a little bit of a bittersweet episode on account of it is our last episode before both of us go abroad for a semester.
Yeah, and also it's raining in Boston, and you know what that means. That it's really depressing.
Yes, that's so real. Yeah, I thought I was going to have a nice little trip into the city today. Annika and I were both in, like, Fenway area of Boston earlier. Yeah. No, it was scary and it was actually sad.
I'm terrified. Scared for my life.
And frankly...
Frankly,
I did not have a great time.
Me neither.
I got a pair of really crappy earbuds, though, which was kind of my goal for the day. Thank you. I needed something for while I'm climbing.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing over-the-ear headphones, and then I was paranoid about them falling off. I was, like, at the top of the rock wall, so I was like, maybe I should get some in-ear ones, but...
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Mm. Yeah, I just had my review board. I almost burped into the mic. So sorry, guys. I didn't need to say that either. But,
ASMR.
And then I used the Green Line extension to Tufts for the first time.
Woo. How was that?
It was cool. Man, the floor inside of the T-cars when it's raining is so gross.
Really?
Because it's all, like, salt and, like, water and dirt. I was like, you know what? I'm putting my bag down on this. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but it was really cool to be on the new extension. Yay. I thought it was going to come out much later. I was worried, but I'm glad we actually get to use it while we're here.
Yeah, for like the 3 days that we're here. Yeah. No, I took it back from Fenway as well, and this is like my fourth or fifth time using it since they put it in, so I'm really trying to like make use of it while we're here. But yeah, next semester I'm gonna be in Paris. Annika is gonna be
in Madrid.
Yay. Yay. Which is really exciting. So for the theme of today's episode, we thought we would do another really vague sort of like amorphous idea.
Annika and Eliza world tour.
Yes. Yeah. So some songs in like Spanish and French, I believe. And also just kind of songs in general about like transition periods, finding new places. I'll say the song that I just played was Moon Pie by Papoos, who I haven't listened to in a while, but they were one of my favorite. They're a duo. They were one of my favorites for a while, and they're actually from France, so maybe I will see them while I'm over there. They do sing in English, but... Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I feel like they're one of the main bands that I associate with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
I don't know if that still holds up or not.
But. No, I feel like I'm going to be re-entering a Papoos era as I go to France. do you have any songs you want to play? Anything?
Anything. What about anything?
Anything? Is that one of
by
the songs?
By Adrian Lenker.
Oh my gosh, is that on here?
It is.
Okay. Just give me... I see it.
You know what? Does this relate to the theme? I don't know. But I...
Doesn't matter.
But I thought about it, and I love Adrian Lenker, and it's like a light Christmassy song. Like, it's Christmas adjacent, and I feel like, you know, the end of the year is, like, a big time to reflect, and also I feel like the song talks a little bit about, like, meeting other families, and, I don't know, just reflecting on your own experiences through, like, interacting with other people, and I think that's like a big transition moment. So.
That sounds pretty relevant.
Okay, yeah. I can spin it. I'll spin anything to be a transition.
Amazing.
So here we go.
Okay, this is Anything by Adrian Lenker.
Staring down the barrel. clothespin. Skin still wet, still on my skin. Mango in your mouth, juice dripping. Shoulder of your shirt, sleeve slipping. Christmas Eve with your mother and sis. Don't wanna fight, but your mother and sis. Dolls, white teeth, slice right through my fist. Drive to the yard and they put me on risk. Grocery store list, now you get pissed. Uncheck calls and messages. I don't wanna be the owner of your fantasy. I just wanna be a part of your family. And I don't wanna talk about. Thank you.
everyone is gone. Home to oblivion. Home to oblivion. Home to oblivion. Home to oblivion. No, you're not illegitimate in our hearing. So
wait, I'm gonna turn up. Okay, your microphone is up as loud as it goes, I think.
Okay.
That's, yeah, I'm looking at, checking the levels.
Oh, yeah.
It's looking good.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, so that was No Name Number 3 by Elliot Smith, and before that was...
Anything by Adrian Lankford.
Mm-hmm. Which were both Annika's picks. Do you have any words?
Well, I feel like I talked about Anything already. But for No Name Number 3, that's one of my top songs, like...
Ever?
Yeah, especially last year, or, like, this past year. I listened to it a lot. Had a real Elliot Smith phase these past 2 years. And I was talking to Maddie, shout out Maddie, who's listening, about this. And he makes, like, really locomotive music. Like, it just feels right to listen to him on the T. And that's exactly what I just did.
That makes so much sense.
And, like... I can hear it, like, in the strumming. I'm like, oh, that's the cars shaking against each other on the green line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't really have anything profound to say. It's just a great song, and I feel like the few lines I can recall off the top of my head, I think it's really interesting how he talks about, like, I don't know, like, it's like, we arrived too late, our mouths were opening, but, like, like, neither of those are, like, actual, like he's not saying we arrived at this time. It's like in relation to when they're supposed to do something, like our mouths were opening. It's like you're about to say something, or just, but like to open your mouth isn't like a thing. Well, I don't know why I'm getting like this right now, but like it's like, people don't say like, oh my, I opened my mouth. It's like, oh, I spoke, or like, mm-hmm. I sang or something. It's like really interesting to me that he's not really like, he, like, walks around describing the actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that... I'm sorry I'm being such an English major right now, but, like, like I think it speaks really well to, like, sort of, like, feeling in between, and, like, there's, like, a sort of displacement that I think is really appealing,
mm-hmm.
about it. Anyways, Eliza?
No, that's... I really like the idea of describing Elliot Smith's music as locomotive. Like,
yeah,
that's an
yeah.
amazing adjective for music that, like... it, like, doesn't make, like, literal sense, but just based purely on vibes. Like,
yeah.
I totally get what you're saying.
He really does have locomotive vibes.
It's amazing. I'm going to start describing people as locomotive. That would be, like, an honor to be considered in that way, I think.
I think you're locomotive. I mean it.
Don't joke about that.
No, I would never play. I would never play like that.
Okay, yeah, I love that Elliot Smith song. I have a feeling I'm probably going to be listening to a lot of Elliot Smith while I'm abroad. It's like one of those, he's like a comfort artist for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like him and John Denver really hit the spot sometimes.
Yeah, I was thinking when I was on the T, I was like, there should like be some sort of ban, like an actual ban from listening to Elliot Smith on the T, because it's just like an abundance of despair. Like when it's raining, like it's like that shouldn't be allowed. Did I do it? Yes.
Was it worth it?
Always.
But it should be banned.
But it should be banned. I shouldn't be allowed to ever do that. Like, somebody stop me.
Yes.
But nevertheless.
But will I do it again?
Yeah.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Most definitely. Yes.
why do we keep doing like
Okay. Oh my god. I'm trapped. No.
I'm trapped.
Next up I'm going to be playing Change by none other than Mr. Alex G. This song is pretty explicitly about not liking things changing, which Annika and I were just talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
Just the bittersweetness of having to leave behind, like a sort of life that feels very well established and you have a lot of people you care about and who care about you.
A life worth missing, a as Will missing. Toledo would say.
Yeah. yes. Okay, I'm just gonna play the song before I say again. This is Change by Alex G.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
Snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves, never a thought for ourselves.
far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
Gee, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
All right, that was She's Leaving Home by The Beatles, and before that was Changed by Alex G, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So on this episode of Annika and I's Literature Review podcast, we're going to be talking about
The Bell Jar.
Yeah.
Wait, can I have a couple comments first about the last selection?
Oh, yes, please do.
I want to say I really like the harp. And She's Leaving Home.
It's delightful.
And one time my best friend from home, I wrote this down. I don't know, maybe this isn't funny, but she was like, there's this harpist I love, but I hate her face.
Oh my God.
That's really harsh. And I'm sorry to the harpist. But I don't know how those things, you know, prevent the other one.
Yeah.
Anyway, harp good. Have you ever seen Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the movie?
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
My mom, like, put it on for my sisters and I when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And then maybe halfway through, she was like, wait, this is inappropriate. And she turned it off. I don't know if my mom's listening, but do you remember that, Mom? Reach out. Reach out and let me know. So I never saw it in its entirety, and I have very vague memories of what it's actually about.
It's a weird movie. It's played by the Bee Gees.
That's right.
Yeah, the Bee Gees are every character. The Bee Gees are.
All the extras are the Bee Gees.
Like CGI.
Poorly, yeah.
Yeah. No, but the Bee Gees are like the main characters. They're like John, Paul, George, Ringo, kind of.
And the scene
with She's Leaving Home is like devastating.
Really?
For me as an 11-year-old. Yes.
I should go back and watch that movie.
I
want to
rewatch it. I remember watching that made The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles my favorite Beatles song at the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have a new appreciation for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band if I were to rewatch that.
Yeah. Well, this also kind of connects to what we were talking about off air. We were talking about rereading books and like if it's worth it or like why you've decided to reread books at certain points. What's on the shelf?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to expand on that at all.
Yeah, I was just saying that for a long time, I was very opposed to rereading books because I thought it would be basically a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Why would I be reading the same thing again when I could be consuming new media? Which I still do feel similarly. I would rather find new things than go back to old ones that I've already experienced. But at the same time, I think as I've gotten older, I've realized that sometimes just purely practical reasons. Like, one of my favorite books, I was telling Annika, was The Road by Cormac McCarthy for a long time. I think I read it in late middle school. And now I just forget what happens in it. I feel like it would be worth it to go back and experience it again.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll be like, this is mid, actually.
But that's kind of cool, too, because then you're like, wow, I changed. Like, if my appreciation or lack thereof of the text has changed...
Yeah.
That's it. That's the thought.
No, that's true. And I was also talking about how I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks lately, including The Bell Jar.
Yeah.
And listening to it was a very enjoyable experience, but I also am thinking it would be even more enjoyable to read it physically, and so I would be willing to go back to it after some time has lapsed, probably.
Yeah, and I read The Bell Jar in like junior year of high school, and then I had a freak out, like just minor. I was very dramatic, I think, like in high school. I mean, I don't know, it's changed, but I remember I was really affected by the book, and especially by that fig tree passage. Ooh, boy, does that hurt. It's something I think about, like, still, like, a lot.
Really?
Like, it comes up in my thoughts, like, at least once a week.
The one of the main things that stood out to me in that book that I think is going to stick with me for a while is how appealing her description of taking a hot bath sounded. Reading it, I was like, oh my god, I've never wanted to be home more purely for the sake of taking a hot bath, because she makes it sound like it could fix all my problems.
I gotta try that. I've never been into bathing.
Not really big on bathing.
No, like in a tub, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a shower enjoyer.
Yeah, same here. I don't think I've really, but now maybe.
I don't like to bathe, guys. Breaking news on WMF.
Annika is anti-bathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like I would have a new appreciation for it now, having read The Bell Jar.
That's
for
bathing. Epic. That's so random. That's what makes it great.
Yeah. I need to go back. I feel like there were a couple of quotes that I took down. Or I need to go back to my... I'm so glad I started writing reviews on Goodreads.
Me too. I was just thinking about this.
It's... like, looking, because I think I just started doing them at the beginning of this year.
Yeah,
And it's so nice to be able to look back at reviews and be like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had this random visceral thought while reading this. And it seems really important to note.
I love seeing your updates pop up on my Goodreads feed.
I love seeing yours. Goodreads is the great, everybody
it's
needs
to. It's the best social media out there.
It is.
Yeah. It's, everybody, this is an ad. This is an info. Sponsored PSA for Goodreads.
Yeah, exactly. It's delightful. It's like purely positive. Even when people express negative thoughts about the books that I love, I find it so interesting to see what like put them off about the book. It's just really interesting. You can see who's already read certain books. You can like source reviews from them.
I feel like it keeps me curious and intentional about what I'm consuming, which is a cool thing to get out of social media, because I feel like it's the opposite a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. I feel like I found so many good book recommendations just from what people have posted. And also, if Maddie is listening, oh my gosh, your Goodreads is like so inspiring to me. Everything you add, I'm like, oh my god, that sounds so cool. I feel like I found some good stuff.
Yeah,
just through people posting
second
status updates.
Shout out to Maddie of the episode. I hope you're... Oh, she's listening. She says, stop. Wait, me? Blushing alone in my room.
Yeah, everybody, add Maddie on Goodreads, add Annika,
add
Stuart,
Maddie.
Stuart has some fantastic
Nobody
Goodreads
knows,
updates.
If you just search Stuart or Maddie, like, nothing is, like, how would you find them? But I don't want to drop last names out of respect for privacy.
So just imagine a last name and look them up on Goodreads, and maybe you'll find somebody.
Try being creative for once. Freak.
Yeah. Freaks.
Man, that cappuccino is doing things to me, Eliza.
I had a Dunkey's iced coffee. Both Annika and I consumed a decent amount of caffeine.
It's so necessary.
It's so necessary. Sometimes you just need the boost. It is actually, it's hitting harder than it usually does. I feel like my caffeine tolerance has gone up quite a bit. But
me too.
Right now I am a little bit like...
But not in like a bad way. Like, sometimes I have too much caffeine and then I become like a worse version of myself, you know? Where I'm just like, you know? But I think...
It's so funny.
I'm just kind of... Goodreads update for Maddie. But, like, a little hyper. But in a good focused way, I think. I hope. Well, maybe we should listen to some music.
Break it up a little bit.
Yeah, and then we'll hit you guys with a real PSA soon.
Yes.
Don't worrying.
I know everybody is waiting.
All of our two listeners are so worried right now. But they're please, bugging. Don't be.
Guys, please,
I beg. I beg of you.
Okay, next up, this was a song that Annika added, but that I second heavily.
Yeah,
It is Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan. Gonna let this play. See you in 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Ah.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Here's something I can send you from across the sea. From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. From across that lonesome ocean. Ah, but I just thought you might want something fine. Made of silver or of golden. Either from the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars of the darkest night and the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I'd forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing to be owning. But I might be gone a long old time, and it's only that I'm asking. Here's something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing. Oh, how can you ask me again? It only brings me sorrow. This same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. Oh, I got a letter on a lonesome day. It was from her ship, it's sailing, saying I don't know when I'll be coming back again. It depends on how I'm feeling. If you, my love, must think that away, I'm sure your mind is a roaming. I'm sure your thoughts are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western winds. Take heed of the stormy weather. And yes, there's something you can send back to me. Spanish boots are Spanish leather.
Alrighty, that was Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan.
And he even mentions Madrid.
Wow.
What? Okay, well, you know what, Eliza? You know what, I think it's time for a PSA.
It is o'clock.
It is o'clock, and here's a little special PSA I'd like to call. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks! Exclamation mark. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I go there a lot. Publish high quality detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device there's a typo in this PSA. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So, when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save both your time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was super educational.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, heck yeah.
Sewing's great. People should do it. I like
a new condensed PSA.
Yeah, TLDR.
Sewing's great.
TLDH. I mean, do it. Too long didn't hear.
Well, I thought that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's pretty much all my thoughts on it. you did a great job.
You broke those boots of Spanish leather. Well, why don't you just fix them?
Real
Bob Dylan.
That was a good post thing transition. Like, you did the transition after as opposed to in between. I think that was really special. very good.
Thank you. I try.
Okay. Next up, I want to say maybe played this a long time ago, probably last year. It's a song by Video Club, who's unfortunately no longer together, but maybe they will go on a reunion tour when I go to France, just for me. Is that so kind of them? Anyway.
Too much to ask.
Right? This song is called Amour Plastique. It's a French song that is actually in French. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit more of a poppy sort of direction. Yeah, I really like this song. I actually haven't listened to it in a while, but yeah. Have you heard it before?
I have. I love the music video. I remember when it came out. That whole era on YouTube, and boy was I on YouTube. That unforgettable.
That's so real.
Pure bliss.
I'm glad you said that.
The color yellow. I don't know. That's it. Need I say more?
Yeah, everyone. everyone go watch the music video, like line it up with us playing it over the radio.
Yeah, just try it out, guys.
Yeah, have fun. Okay, here's Amour Plastique by Video Club.
Dans mon esprit tout divin, je me perds dans tes yeux, je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Sur ma peau, une fleur, une femme dans ton cœur, Roméo. Je ne suis que ton nom, le souffle lancinant de nos corps dans le sombre, animé lentement. Et la nuit, je pleure des larmes qui coulent le long de mes joues. Je ne pense à toi que quand le jour sombre, que s'abattent sur moi mes tristes démons. Dans la vie, me sens fond, aime. Ce que les roses fanent, que nos âmes sombres dans les limbes profondes. Et la nuit, quand tout est sombre, je te regarde danser.
baiser le long de ta poitrine, perdu dans l'avalanche de mon cœur égaré. Qui es-tu? Où es-tu? Par les pleurs, par les rires de ton ombre effarée, je résonne en baiser. Dans mon esprit tout divers, je me perds dans tes yeux, je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Je ne veux que ton âme divagant sur ma peau, une fleur, suis que ton nom, le souffle lancinant de nos corps dans le sombre animé lentement. Et la nuit quand tout te semble, je te regarde danser.
Falling back on me.
Alright, that was Por Qué Te Vas by Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
Is Annika's pick? Any words?
I think it's a great second to last song for us because in English, well, the title's written weirdly because it's written as like one word, por qué, but with the accent, and that's like not a thing in Spanish. If you write it as the one word, that means because, but if it's the two words and you have the accent on qué, then it's why.
Yeah, so that's messed up.
I think it's really cool that she combined it in the song. It's why are you leaving? Why did you go away? So, I don't know, Jeanette. Yeah, great song. I found it through a 70s movie. I don't want to waste too much time. A 70s movie called Cría Cuervos, which is like raise ravens. It's like based on a Spanish proverb type thing. It's like raise ravens and they'll pluck your eyes out. It's a good movie. You should check it out. Even though that sounds really depressing, and yes, the movie was. It's like about Francoism, but yeah, that's a great song. Makes me want to march around. I want to strut.
That's real.
Not frolic, strut.
Specifically strut.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, that's the second to last song. We have a wonderful last song, but first. Mm.
Yes. This is Eliza and
Annika
with Confessions of a Freak, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freeform.
Free. Oh.
Wait, why is that the first time we've said that?
Wow.
Oh,
that's
my
really powerful.
God. Oh my God.
But see, this just goes to show how much untapped potential we have. You know, we'll be gone for the semester, but we will be back next fall. It's going to be amazing. We're going to let some ideas brew and stew and come
freaks.
Back better than ever.
freaks calling out. We will miss you dearly. It's been such a pleasure. Should we let them know what that last song is?
Yes, it is, of course, Back to December by Taylor Swift.
Best song ever.
Okay, hope you guys enjoy. Thank you for everything.
I'll go back to December.
Yeah.
All the time.
This is me swallowing.
This is me swallowing. Anyway,
okay,
let's
good evening, freaks.
Good night.
Bye.
Au revoir.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me, how's your family? I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work and the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last